Investigators in New Mexico are offering new insights into the fatal shooting last October of a cinematographer on the set of the Western movie Rust. The Santa Fe Sheriff's Office has now released dozens of photos, texts, videos, and documents. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco has more.
The stockpile of evidence includes witness statements and video from deputies responding to the shooting on the Rust set.
32 Santa Fe, one female shot in the chest, male shot in the stomach, request an air flight.
There are clips of actor Alec Baldwin rehearsing a scene inside a small church at Bonanza Ranch. Wearing a cowboy hat, he pulls a gun from his coat and points toward the camera. It was during a rehearsal that the gun went off, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. There's video of the medics attending to them before helicopter ambulances arrive.
Deep breath, Helena.
Other videos recorded hours later show Baldwin talking to investigators.
It should have been a cold gun with no rounds inside or dummy rounds, cosmetic rounds, no flash. I take the gun out slowly, I turn, I cock the pistol, bang, it goes up, she hits the ground, she goes down, he goes down, screaming.
Santa Fe Sheriff Adan Mendoza says the evidence was released after a public records request, but he says investigators are still waiting for forensic and ballistic reports from the FBI crime lab. Mendoza told the Today Show they're still looking into who's ultimately responsible.
I think there was complacency on the set. There was disorganization and a degree of negligence.
At issue is how live rounds of ammunition ended up in the gun Baldwin used on the set of Rust. The newly released evidence includes text messages from crew members about how some guns had been discharged on set before the shooting.
Right now, no one's come forward and admitted to bringing the live rounds onto the movie set.
New Mexico safety regulators documented complaints from crew members, and last week they fined the Rust production team nearly $137,000 for safety violations. Hutchins' husband has filed a wrongful death suit against Baldwin. The actor, who is also one of the film's producers, says he pointed the gun but didn't pull the trigger and didn't know it had live rounds. On the Today Show, Sheriff Mendoza was asked whether Baldwin could still face criminal charges.
It's too early to rule anything out right now. I don't think anybody's off the hook when it comes to criminal charges.
Mendoza said that would be up to the district attorney's office. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.